Hello, life bookers from around the world, and welcome to this month's Life Notes, moving you one book closer to living 12 category smart. I'm your host, Jordan River, and today's life note is Work the System: The Simple Mechanics of Making More and Working Less by Sam Carpenter, summarized by Lene Lightfoot. As always, let's begin with a quote. A life's functioning is a result of the systems that compose it. Core concept. Sam Carpenter's Work the System begins with the definition of Occam's razor. Quote, "One should choose the simplest explanation, the one requiring the fewest assumptions and principles," end quote. Carpenter believes that what was true of William of Ockham, the 14th century philosopher, is still true now, and the simplest explanation for how the world works, and therefore how your life and your business work, is this: it makes perfect sense. There is an inherent order that is stunningly evident if one drops preconceived notions and quietly observes life as it is. When you've internalized this new insight, when you've gone one layer deeper, it's an easy matter to arrange things in order to get what you want. At age 50, after a life of distracted and restless movement, addiction and failed relationships, when Centratel, the telephone answering service company he owned, seemed about to go under, Carpenter underwent a shift in his consciousness that enabled him not only to repair his company until it thrived, but to go from working 50 hours a week to working 1 hour a week. His days now are calm and richly spent, and he is centered. Does your life look like chaos? Do you spend your days struggling to get everything done that you need to get done? Do you find yourself blaming the system rather than observing the actual systems you've put in place that give you the same results again and again? In Work the System, Carpenter aims to bring about the same shift in consciousness in the reader's mind so that you begin to see the world and your own work differently. Unless you see it differently, he argues, you can't get different results. In today's Life Note, we will be exploring the three steps Work the System takes the readers through to enable this shift. 1. Separation and identification of the systems. 2. Documentation. And 3. Ongoing maintenance. We'll touch on some powerful big thoughts throughout, such as reality is what it is, learning to communicate, everything happens for a reason, the magic of life is right here, and business is art. So let's jump into the first of the three parts of Work the System and the big thoughts. Part 1. The System's Mindset. Separation and identification of your systems. Quote, "Stop for a moment and attempt to draw it all in. The depth and intricacy of life's fabric is astonishing beyond comprehension. Grasp the complexity of life's workings and know that all by itself this world gurgles and percolates alone without any overall human supervision. The countless stable systems that comprise life surge on and on while most of us remain oblivious to the mystery of it, to the sheer elegance of it." End quote. We all seek bliss. We search for those moments when we can really just exist, enjoying the present, full of happiness and free from worry. But those moments are fleeting. More often, we struggle and suffer. If you want to be able to live in the present, Carpenter argues you can't blame the system and locate the suffering that you're in outside of yourself. Instead, you must pay careful attention to setting up your life so you'll be able to thrive. Doing this means discovering what you can control and what you can't. That momentary bliss that comes from flower child joy in the moment, it doesn't come from just lightening up. Controlling one's own life, from within one's own life, is the way to building well-being, success, and happiness in the future. Don't wallow in the past. Don't blame the system. Discover what your sphere of influence is and notice what you can and can't control. Carpenter's case study, his own telephone answering business, Centratel, was a chaotic mess in the first years after he bought it. While his intentions were good, to create passive income through a business that had ongoing clients who paid every month for round-the-clock answering services, for the first 15 years, he worked 80 hours a week, putting out fires in an inefficient business that struggled to make a profit. His management style? Whack-a-mole. Every problem, as it popped up, was something new to deal with. He worked himself into breakdown, and the company was on the brink of failure. One night when Carpenter was laying in bed, ready to give up, a vision came to him. He saw that the company's workings, like the world's, weren't random and chaotic. They were a series of systems, each separate, which worked together in a closed system. It was bigger than that. The world, he saw, was a predilection of order. 99.9% of the time, systems work. What keeps them working? Is that God? If there is a proclivity for powerful efficiency, he realized, he had only to examine his business's systems and fix them. Not fix every problem individually, but identify and perfect the underlying machinery. What this meant when it came to Centratel was digging down into the tunnels to find out where the moles hid and find the way to prevent moles from popping up ever again. Your life is a collection of 1, 2, 3, 4 processes. Perfect the processes and you'll get the results you want. Quote, unhappy people are not in control of their lives because they spend their days coping with the random bad results of unmanaged systems. Happy people are in control of their lives because they spend their days enjoying the intentional good results of managed systems. End quote. The essential formula. In this moment, every single life step is preceded by a 1-2-3-4 sequence of events. 1-2-3-4 equals result. The implication is that we should spend our lives working on the sequence of events that led to the result. Unfortunately, most people spend their lives reacting to the bad results, the random results of unseen and therefore unmanaged systems. Is your life, is your business, hopelessly complex? No. It's a collection of separate subsystems that, once analyzed, can be improved. It's time to see. Carpenter leads the reader through a meditation designed to transform your way of seeing your life and work. Imagine a process: getting into a car, hiring an employee, step by step. 1, 2, 3, 4. What happens first, and then second, and third, and fourth? Now look at your body, your emotional states, every element of your life, and see its sequential system. Look at your business and name one isolated system for yourself. Break it down into steps. How do the steps go when things work as they should? Everything happens for a reason, and you get to choose. Quote, you'll know when you get it because within your moment-to-moment experience, you will clearly see the individual systems around you, on the street, at the airport, at home, in the mirror. No longer will you feel suspended in a swirling conglomeration of sights, sounds, and events. The new vision will be natural and unforced, and you will wonder why you didn't see with this clarity before. The moment you get it, you'll know it. It could be right now as you read these lines. End quote. Bring the systems into conscious visibility, one at a time. Examine them. Adjust them. Name and record them. Maintain them. That's the system's mindset. You are working to see the systems around you as clearly as you see the physical objects around you. It will be a mini enlightenment when it happens. Part 2. Make it so. Documentation of your systems. Quote, located in your head, the system's mindset is the master management tool used to analyze and maintain all your other business systems. It's the key mechanism for making the right moves, moment to moment, so you can engineer an efficient life, one of serenity, prosperity, and contribution. End quote. Actualizing the system's mindset in your life and work takes a great act of identifying and naming. Carpenter describes 3 work the system documents that will enable you to document the systems that matter for you. The first is the strategic objective, a 1-page declaration of independence, your mandate for the future. Write it yourself, by yourself, and then give it to your team for feedback. The second, general operating principles, your constitution. Only 2 or 3 pages long. It should take about 20 hours over a month as you extract from your daily experience the principles in which you believe. And the third is the working procedures, your laws, your rules of the game, beginning with the most difficult and troublesome procedures. This is your manual. Step by step, 1, 2, 3, 4 linear lists of how things are done. These documents are designed to withstand storms. The storms are your emotions. They will pull you up when you're sinking. They're beacon lights for when you're tired. They will help you move again and again into a flow state. You'll join the colossal machine of the world where things work. It'll be a pleasure. Choose an analogy, a powerful analogy, from a system you know well for working the system. For Carpenter, it's electricity. He understands electricity and worked for several years as a project engineer for a rural electric utility. That was a job where he learned to analyze perfect systems. When he tapped into those skills through analogy, he was able to isolate and problem solve in a new area, his telephone answering service. What systems management experience do you have? Is there an area in your life where you've taken the role of examining, naming, and improving systems? Remember that experience, Carpenter suggests, and use it as your analogy for what you're doing now. Become a project engineer of your present work, life, and organization, and you'll be able to watch it from the outside and slightly elevated place where you can improve it. Communicate your best practices clearly with your team. Quote, a primary reason for creating working procedures for a business is to make sure that the people you supervise are handling details just as you would handle them. End quote. Your strategic objective and general operating procedures are documents that you should make yourself as you take yourself through the process of recognizing and meditating on all the systems at work in your business. But your working procedures are documents that must be alive, collaborative, and really at the center of your work with your team. This way, as you recede from your business, its systems will operate exactly as they should. It'll take months to articulate and perfect your working procedures, and then it'll begin to save you great amounts of time, eliminate the need for mind reading, and help potentially great employees to thrive. Strategic objectives and general operating procedures are top-down, but the working procedures should be bottom-up, grassroots, delegated documents, in order to get buy-in from the people who are carrying out the systems themselves. They're not for creating more bureaucracy, they're for eliminating it. So they need to be real, accurate, practical, and revised every time a problem comes up. Problems are a gift because they enable your team to hone the working procedures, and that's what makes your systems function on their own without your constant supervision. Part 3. So say we all. Ongoing maintenance of your systems. Quote, in the short term, you must concentrate on creating extraordinary, well-defined systems. In the long term, you and your staff must relentlessly tweak and maintain them. The byproduct will be an exceptional service or product that people want. End quote. Practice action, not perfection. Working hard to perfect your systems does not mean being a perfectionist. Carpenter recommends aiming for 98% success, because you can spend forever trying to get that last 2% just right. But it means avoiding inaction, blame, procrastination, and fear. It means asking all the time, what choice am I making right now? What are your failures? To illustrate how failing to act leads to the things we most regret, Carpenter gives the following examples. Failing to exercise leads to a lethargic energy level and an unhealthy body. Failing to recognize birthdays, anniversaries, and holidays contributes to the transformation of a friendship into an acquaintance. Failing to pay the bills leads to late charges. Failing to drink sensibly leads to a less than productive next day. Failing to make a phone call, close the sale, smooth out a misunderstanding, or ask for help contributes to less than desirable outcomes. Failing to clean the house contributes to an underlying sense of confusion. Failing to admit a mistake leads to the end of a relationship. Our most commonly regretted choices are seldom what we've done, but what we've not done. At almost every moment, you are in a system that wants action to work at its best. Practice quiet courage. Quote, what is quiet courage? Quiet courage is unadorned action and is the opposite of procrastination. A lack of quiet courage incites an error of omission. Quiet courage resides deep inside and causes one to buck up to do what needs to be done, whether one wants to or not. Founded on internal fortitude, it is made real by self-discipline. End quote. Don't be afraid to act, talk, and create. Procrastination is a lack of quiet courage. Courage is always acting, even when, sometimes, you can't guarantee the result. beginning to name, document, and maintain your systems is something that can begin right now. Practice point-of-sale thinking. Whenever you can, do as much as you can right now. The phrase that describes this in the cashier technology industry is point-of-sale. A good cash register does a number of things in the moment of selling. Orders a replacement, tallies the sale, finishes the accounting, all while the employee is smiling at the customer. There isn't any paperwork to follow the sale up with. Maintaining your systems means continuing to hone them so that everything can be accomplished in the moment, the opposite of whack-a-mole or putting out fires. The opposite of procrastination. Do as much as you can now. Automate as much as you can in this moment. Prepare for the future. Design your systems for real people like you. Quote, "So you must develop the habit of consistency, the child of character and self-discipline. Consistency is not a hand tool one picks up to use only when needed. It's a trait to pack around everywhere, a permanent part of your persona. To cultivate this habit, the largest challenge is to fight the old habits of laziness and procrastination. By being moment-to-moment proactive and by paying attention, good results will come quickly, and with those good results, you'll find that the consistency soon becomes effortless." End quote. As you maintain, revise, and perfect to 98% efficiency, your systems, you may notice ways that it looks like you've designed them for superheroes. But for systems to work, they need to be actually workable by actual humans. Keep tweaking the systems. Once you've seen them, documented them, and put them into action, that's your job now. Practice good communication. Carpenter's principle of communication is, not surprisingly, simple. The quantity of communication determines its quality. More communication is better. Balanced communication is better. Being available to your team doesn't mean being constantly present, but being absent is possible when you set up great communication systems so you're reachable. Prime time is the best time. There are 6 hours in the day when you function best. Understand when they are and use them for what's most challenging rather than wasting them on news, exercise, or reading. Spend those hours on your most important projects, the ones that create freedom and peace for you. Show up for your prime time and you'll enjoy your downtime. A systems mindset is a new way of life. Quote, "It's about preparation. If you pay attention to the mechanical details of your world and make proper manipulations to the key systems that compose it, you will construct a life that is unencumbered with fire killing and seldom dictated by urgency." End quote. Carpenter ends working the system with a summary of the methodology. It begins with a change in perspective that leads to establishing goals and objectives and a process of seeing, naming, and optimizing the systems in your life and your business. As you examine the mechanics of the subsystems that make up your world, you analyze them, make revisions, tweaking them until one by one they begin to reach peak efficiency. Calm begins to suffuse your life. Because you develop faith in the way you're doing things. Your workload decreases as you communicate about these systems clearly with those who can actually carry them out. You begin to get the feeling that it's true. 99.9% of everything works just fine. You can learn more about Sam Carpenter and Work the System by visiting workthesystem.com, and at the time of this recording, they're even giving away a free ebook download. I want to thank you all for tuning in today and sharing this life note with me. I hope you found it powerful and inspiring. I look forward to bringing you more wisdom next month to help you get closer to your 12-category smart life. Until then, thank you all so much for being Lifebook members. Here's to your wonderful life vision.